Jake, how you going, mate?
Good, boys.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, pretty solid day at the office for you on the weekend. You played against some quality tools.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, first of all, it's good to get the win. Against the Gold Coast, they've got a pretty talented forward line, so it's good to hold them down and get the win.
I guess that the back six at the start of the year, a lot of people looked at it and maybe thought it could have been the Achilles heel of Adelaide. But since that time, players like yourself, Jake Kelly's spent time there, Rory Laird's been in outstanding form. It's become one of the strengths of the side.
Yeah, definitely. I think at the start of the year, probably our back half had a lot of injuries. Probably since halfway during the year, the Sandful back line has grown a lot and it's really put pressure on the blokes that playing at senior level to play really well and hold their spots. So, yeah, at the moment, the back half's been really good. But as I said early on today, the team defence mentality that we've been bringing, throughout the season, I think that's one thing that's definitely helped us.
Congratulations, firstly, Jake, on the nomination, NAB Rising Star. And it's only game 7, so it come pretty good for you.
Yeah, obviously, 7 games in now. Hopefully, I think I'm improving week by week. I think it's just coming with, I guess, the experience. The first game was obviously a highlight for me, but yeah, ever since then, it's just about playing my role in the team and just gaining that experience at the quickest and highest level.
We hear you're the first there, last to leave, so that would help, Jake. Is that true?
I guess. That's something that I just like to do to keep myself, prepare for the weekend. I like to get in early and do some hands and do a bit of kicking and all that sort of stuff. So I'm not sure about last to leave, but usually I'm one of the first in.
On the weekend, Daniel Taylor didn't play. Cole Cheney wasn't in the side. They're two guys who are a bit more senior down there in defence. I guess everyone had to step up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So, Tarl's obviously only pulled out about 2 hours before the game, which meant Sammy Shaw come in, which was fantastic for his first game back in a while. And I thought, the whole back line really stood up, missing Tarl's. Blokes like Rory Laird, Luke Brown, Kyle Hartigan, as I said before, Sam Shaw, they were all fantastic stepping up. And it was really good to just, get the win without probably our best defender.
How good's it learning from someone like Daniel Taylor? I mean, in 2012 he was the NAB Rising Star. Jake, you could back that up. Crows will have two of them. But how good's it having Tails around you?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Tails is obviously, it's well documented that he's one of the most professional players at the club. He's just so diligent with his preparation and, even on game day, he's just absolutely fantastic for not only myself but the whole back line. He's a really good leader and, to learn off someone like him, it's just been amazing.
We heard Scotty Campriali and others say that you're a natural leader, a born leader. You're an under-18s captain as an underage, Jake. So is leadership something that comes naturally to you?
I guess so. I don't really think about it too much. I just try and go out there and play my role, and if that's... it is one of my strengths. But, I try not to think about it too much. Obviously, me being a first year, when I first got to the club, I probably didn't say too much. But over time, I think I've just grown with confidence and been able to step up and say a few things.
Would you give someone a rocket in the game if you saw it?
Oh, I'm not sure about a rocket, I guess if... they're not doing the same thing, maybe. I don't know. I haven't had to yet, so which is good.
You've done something that a lot of other young players haven't been able to do, and that's come straight from the under-18s into, and in your first year, play senior football. And on the back of that, you missed pretty much all of last year with a knee reconstruction. Have you surprised how quickly it's all evolved for you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the knee reco last year, it hit hard. Obviously, in the first couple of weeks of when I found out that I did it. But I just wanted to make the most of that 12 months. Obviously, it was my draft year, so I was pretty lucky that I played some pretty consistent footy in my bottom age under 18 year. But I guess just I wanted to take advantage of, you know, a little bit of coaching and all that sort of stuff last year, and it really just opened my eyes into the world of footy, and I guess it just made me appreciate playing footy much more. And when I come back to play this year, I was just hungry to continue to develop, because when you're sitting on the sidelines for 12 months, it's not great watching your mates, you know, all out there having a kick of the footy, having fun on the weekend, and you're sitting on the sideline. So I guess just that, having that appreciation for footy grew when I did the injury, and it just made me hungry when I got back.
And what's been the most difficult thing to comprehend in terms of going from under 18s to being a full-time footballer at AFL level? What's the hardest thing?
Well, actually, it's probably just that, being a full-time footballer, whereas under 18s, you were probably training, you know, 2-3 days a week. You come into AFL lifestyle, you're training every day. And during pre-season, it probably took a while to get used to. I think I've just, you know, I've just wanted to work on my professionalism and my recovery and all that sort of stuff, because obviously it's a huge step up from under 18 footy to AFL footy in terms of workloads and, you know, even how far you run and all that sort of stuff during the game. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that that has changed since junior footy, but I've tried to work on it through my professionalism and all of my recovery techniques and all that sort of stuff.
I loved you flying the flag when Paddy went down. Are you allowed to get your dugs out the holsters?
You got to fly your flag if one of the boys goes down, but dugs out, definitely not.
Who gets in the ring with you? We heard you're a Golden Gloves. Have you got in there with Scotty Thompson yet?
No, I haven't got in there with Scotty. If I actually did, I don't think I'd want to stay too close to him.
Okay,
but I'd want to get away from him and use me reach, I reckon.
Can I say, just keep jabbing, I reckon.
So, Jake, what we've heard is, and we've got this from Petty Dangerfield, on Briggsville, Petty Dangerfield. What are you? You're 190, what, 194, 5, 6?
Yeah, 194.
And what's Wiggy, 178, 180?
Yeah.
178.
So why are you giving Wiggy a touch-up in the boxing ring, Jake? Is he the only one who'll get in there with you?
Yeah, it was just we were just partnering up, and Wiggy was my partner, and the boxing coach was telling me to go harder, so I just went harder. And, Wiggy did well. He took it, and he gave it back to me in the end, which was good.
Well, let me tell you, his ears are still ringing, Jake, so just, buddy, pump the brakes, buddy, pump the brakes. Hey, how have you settled into Adelaide life? You're loving it, we're here.
Yeah, no, it's great. Myself and my girlfriend, we're living here in Glenelg. It's just fantastic. You know, obviously during summer it's a bit better when the sun's out and you can go down to the beach for a swim. But I'm just finding my way around Adelaide now a bit better without the Google Maps on anymore. So, which is good.
And you were down the Centre of Excellence when you started with Paddy D. What was that like?
Yeah, it was good. My first 5 weeks, I lived with Paddy. Paddy and the Jake the Bull Kelly were there. So. It was fantastic. Paddy treated me well when we went out for dinner. He always shouted, which was good. it was great living with Dange. And I think just getting to know how a professional athlete lives for that first 5 weeks really helped me. And, you know, it's held me in good stead now.
And then just looking forward to this week, big challenge. You're going to Sydney to play the Sydney Swans. They've got a bloke called Franklin up there. Do you think you might cross paths with him?
I reckon Tails is back this week. I reckon Tails might get the job, but if I can help Tails out in any way, that'd be good. So, but obviously Sydney have got a really talented forward line. You know, the likes of Sam Reid, Buddy Franklin. Obviously Kurt Tippett's not playing, but you know they've got blokes down there that can kick a winning score. So our job this week is just to make sure they don't.
24 touches at 92%, 10 marks, 7 D50 rebounds, 14 intercept possessions. And, Jake, I reckon I counted probably 3 pups. You love selling the pups, Jake. We love it.
I don't know about that. Three?
Two?
Maybe. I don't know. I just try not to get caught. Try not to get caught. That's the aim, because if I get caught, I reckon I might look a bit stupid.
What we are liking with your game, and to be able to do this with the confidence after just 7 games, you have a real natural attacking flair in that back half for a big fella, Jake. Has that always been a part of your armoury?
I think so. When I was playing junior footy, that was Yeah, the aim, just to get the offense happening. I think when I first moved to defense in about the under-16s, I used to just stand next to my bloke all the time. And, yeah, it was something that I had to really work on during my under-17 year and just continue to develop when I got to the Crows. And, yeah, I think it's a real strength for me now.
Mm. Hey, they say that all defenders, all good defenders, are just failed forwards. Do you ever play up forward?
I did for about 2 games, and then I couldn't really get near the ball, so they chucked me back. I did all right, so that's where I've been ever since.
And the other one, of course, most young defenders that come through the club, they speak very highly of Darren Milburn, who works with the defenders. How have you enjoyed his tutelage?
Yeah, fantastic. Dash is obviously, he was a great player when he played at Geelong, and he's come over here and he's been fantastic for me. Not only him, but Jared Cotton, the development coach, the defender development coach, he's been fantastic as well. He's really pushed me hard, and I just enjoy working with both of them as well as Campo. So it's just been fantastic for me to come into the side, and my role's clearly explained to me every week. And just hopefully I continue to play that role.
Gee, you speak really well, Jake. I know we spoke to you the draft day and all of that, but you are very great. Well, you're 19?
Yeah, 19.
You're doing anything? How'd you go up matric? Are you smart as well?
At school?
Yeah. What'd you get?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't get a good VCA score. I only got 44. So,
Jake, that's a buckle wheel score.
Oh, please, bro. Yeah,
which wasn't great.
44?
Don't, Jake, don't listen to him, because not everyone is cut out for that type of thing, and many people
go on to be
44.
Well, do you know what? I didn't go.
Why Tory will get a 44?
I didn't even do year 12. I left school at the end of year 11. So you don't have, not everyone has to be an academic, and there are plenty of people out
there. Sorry, mate.
Who I was trying to think of.
I'm a father of two girls that have gone through year 12. I'm very disappointed in you, Jake. I think you could have got a better grade than 44.
Yeah. Looking back, I probably could have got a better grade, but I think footy took over for a little bit there.
Oh, good.
Hey, you're going to turn out all right. Don't worry about that, mate. We congratulate you on your nomination. It's been really great, I guess, from an outsider's point of view, seeing you come in to play your first game and seeing you look so comfortable and develop so quickly. So we hope you have a really strong finish to the year and you get to where you want to get to.
Thanks very much for having me, boys.
Jake, outstanding. Before we let you go, your junior club, pump them. Romsey Juniors, what do they get from NAB?
Yeah. I'm not really sure, actually. I was just about to ring one of the blokes from the club and ask that. But, yeah, they do get something, which was fantastic.
It's maybe some footies.
Yeah, some footies, I think.
Yeah, I think they get some footies, which will be good. Hopefully the little under-10s and 12s will run around with some new footies, which will be good.
Yeah. Now, Jake, keep those dugs in the holsters and have a really good game this week. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, boys. Fantastic.